Last week, we had the news of the arrests of the alleged instigators of the July unrest. Three more people being arrested over the weekend as well, appearing in court today. But also, Bonginkosi Kanyile's trial starts today at the Durban Magistrates Court. Kanyile facing charges relating to looting and violence linked with that July unrest last year. He allegedly held gatherings contrary to COVID-19 regulations. He also called for the release of former President Jacob Zuma from the Escort Correctional Facility. He is out on bail currently. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, watching that one for us. And Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. What's happening in court today? I understand the matter's been postponed.
Yes, indeed, Mehdi. The matter has been postponed to Friday. This is because Bonginkosi Kanyile has requested for more time. So what's going to happen is that he's going to add another advocate to his defense to represent him in this particular trial. He's facing incitement to commit public violence linked with the July unrest. You'd recall he held what was referred to as illegal gatherings at the time, not permitted by COVID-19. He was addressing people saying those who are banning trucks, they should continue banning them until former President Jacob Zuma is released from the escort facilities. He also was seen standing on the counters at the Shoprite Checkers that is in West Street, one of the busiest streets here in Durban. So today his matter was expected to start with trial because during the previous appearance, he had told the court that by this time he will be ready to proceed with trial. But it seems as though things may have taken a different turn because now when he appeared here in court, he said he cannot proceed and needs his new lawyer to familiarize himself with the papers, but also they were served with other papers. I mean, they had received other papers from the state, mainly just to discuss some of the issues with this particular trial going forward. His lawyer, advocate Matume, telling the court that they did not receive those papers, mainly until 3 days ago. But the state prosecutor in the matter, Yuri Kangai, argues that they've been looking for Bonginkosi's lawyer and they've been trying to make contact with him for the past few months now about those papers, so that cannot be used in this particular court as an excuse or a reason as to why they are not ready with those particular papers. And since mainly this matter was set to proceed only for 2 weeks, the magistrate in this matter has said that they cannot be granted more of a postponement more than that. So it will have to come back here in court, whether they're ready or not. By Friday, this matter is supposed to proceed, Mandy.
Okay, so that's the reason for the delay in Nhlanhla. The NPA, are they confident of their case against him? There is video evidence all over social media of this, right?
Yes, indeed. Those videos were also used during the time he was applying for bail. The one of the videos that I'm quoting where he said people should continue banning Izwe, he even said it in isiZulu, Izwe, meaning those were banning, the world should continue basically banning it. At the time, people, you'd remember mainly, there was that banning of trucks that happened at the Moy River Highway, on the N3 Highway in Moy River, where we saw a truck carrying other vehicles was torched, and then he then addressed the crowd shortly after that. So in fact, we also spoke to him about that, to say when he was addressing the media outside court, I personally asked him to say, Kanyile, you instigated the banning of things. I mean, you said people should continue banning. Don't you think that adds to the instigation of that July unrest? He then says, no, what he said cannot have sparked people to act in the way they did. But the state is very confident, Mandy, that they do really have a very strong case against Bonginkosi Kanyile, and they have confirmed that they are ready to proceed. In fact, the state advocate, which is Yuri Kangai, told the magistrate here to say Bonginkosi Kanyile is going to try and use any opportunity he has to make sure that he keeps on postponing this matter, not to start. Hence why the magistrate then said whether they are ready or not on Friday, he wants this matter to proceed. So they have until Friday that the new advocate familiarizes themselves with the papers, but also for them to get ready for the trial, Mandy.
And Nhlanhla, thank you. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, they're having a look at that matter. The July unrest instigator, Bonginkosi Kanyile's trial being postponed until Friday. And then, as I told you as well, three more suspects were arrested over the weekend in relation to the July unrest. So that's a total of 25 people. Those three appearing in court today. The Hawk spokesperson saying the latest arrest took place late on Friday and Saturday. They were arrested in KZN and Northwest simultaneously. They'll appear in the Durban Central Magistrates Court today.